Thank you for all being here. Your attendance and commitment to learning, to sharing, to connecting makes this gathering a reality every year. And for the 140 newcomers here this year, all wearing that multicolored badge that says newcomer, I want to introduce myself. I'm Mara Delli Priscoli, the founder of ETC. And I want to, on the behalf of the entire community, I want to offer you a warm welcome. And I hope that you enjoy your first experience. And I invite all of our seasoned delegates, many of whom I see sitting here, to look for your multicolored badges and say hello. A personal hello is always great. I also want to note that this gathering would not really be possible, as wonderful as it is, without the commitment of the wonderful sponsors that you have seen on the screen, this parade of wonderful logos and wonderful sponsors that have been in this industry for a long time. And they commit to sponsor. It's really not to get their logo up on the screen, but it's to provide the educational platform that this community would not have without their support. So I hope that you go and look at each and one of these esteemed sponsors that have a purple ribbon on their badge and say hello to them. They're right in the really colorful part of the bazaar, and so if you walk up to them and just say hello and thank them, I think that would mean a lot. I also want to say that there's a great team behind every event, as you know, in your own businesses. And there was a great team behind the exciting launch of this new web platform and the entirely new web database that we provided, which gives proprietary access to all of our members, which we never had before, which means we can have a membership base and have restricted access to various constituencies, which is pretty truly wonderful. But as with all new, entirely new and entirely customized software, a trial and test period is indeed challenging. And in the case of a very tight cyclical conference window that we had, this time frame was limited, and it did indeed provide some troubling issues. In its most challenging moments, I would say that colleagues in my community, I have to thank you for your flexibility, because everyone was very kind to the staff and worked through a lot of the issues. And actually, within 2 months, we'll have the full launch after the beta launch. So I'm very excited, and I hope that you will stay with it. And you've already seen great improvements. It's quite different than it was a year ago. We sincerely appreciate your support and your feedback, so continue to give it to us. We like it. Constructive criticism is wonderful, and actually it's only made it better for everyone. Each year, we have an executive advisory council, and an acronym is called EAC. And they meet to discern the direction, not only of this meeting's agenda, but also the strategic direction of the website and some of the protocols that we put in place for this community. All of the members of this council represent and give voice to one of the various constituents, either travel planners, U.S. tour operators, foreign tour operators, suppliers, destinations. You're all represented. This advisory council is your they are your advocates. So do reach, look them up. They have a white sponsoring badge if they're on the current advisory council, and they do have a light blue badge saying Emeritus Council. And many of them, as you will see in this picture, came to our meeting in Bermuda to help. We always need a sort of a voice of the past and a voice of the future, and we spent a lot of time there really looking at this. We have a full actual week of concentrated work on looking at the future development of this wonderful community. So please seek them out. They're your advocates, and let them know what you think or what you'd need. Programming for the global gathering is very much an organic process, as those who are seasoned delegates understand. And it's member-driven, and it's always focusing on issues top of mind. And we get those issues from you in the various roundtables that we have around the country. And we also get it from emails, as well as colleagues speaking by phone or our email. I would really want you to look out. If you see a badge saying Programming Committee, those are all the individuals that went to the 7 regional council meetings that we had across the country in April. And these are the meetings that we'll have upcoming in April. So I really encourage you to kind of go to one. Maybe you might be in one city, but you might be in another for sales or business. I think you'll find them. We're transforming them into Idea Labs, so they're going to take on a little bit new face in the future. So if you have a chance, I regret that we're not in 40 countries, but we are in the States, and sometimes people are stateside. I also want to recognize our foreign delegates. We have over 40 countries represented at this conference. And they are coming here, really, I mean, and they've come up to me and said, it's not here just about my business. It's about to share issues and concerns and challenges from the field. You have a great opportunity to talk to them informally, and I would encourage you to do so. They have a badge with a country designate. That means they're a foreign U.S. Foreign operator. So I think that here what's selling, why, and when. I think with over 35 destination representatives also who are really just there advocating their country, I really think you have a missed opportunity if you don't talk to some of the destinations and find out what really new and exciting things you could be adding to your program, even if you're not offering that country or if you are. So they're all spread, you know, throughout the bazaar, 35 destinations. So it's very, very exciting this year. I do think that I have to say it's a great privilege to stand here and to have facilitated this forum for over 31 years. I hate to say that because then people think, oh, well, how old is she? But ensuring the affinity travel's growth and sustainability really has remained the focus for over 30 years in the delivery of the conferences. Pursuing lifelong learning through travel, cultural advocacy, and a deepening understanding of the geopolitical landscapes that we live and work in and play in is really sort of my DNA. And I think truly that that's the passion and purpose that drives a lot of my colleagues in this room. So to that end, I've spent 3 decades facilitating a community akin to an NGO on the basis of multicultural stakeholders who share a common overriding agenda to offer as many different possibilities for dialogue among as many cultures as possible, and as such, are deeply committed to building relationships and understanding around the globe. As colleagues in the U.S. and a lot of my foreign colleagues have shared, we continue to work in the face of extraordinary times of challenge and opportunity, unabated terrorism, and the growing fear of travel among our travelers. So as in the face of past challenges and the many we're going to face now and many that we will in the future, I think we must continually circle back undeterred to the strategic focus and core mission of educational travel, and that is to continually inspire, to engage, and to educate our travelers, reinvent programming of purpose, and to lead, not follow, innovation and tourism development. This year's conference theme was inspired by a quest to foster innovation by moving forward and beyond the familiar to inspiring new ideas which serve to differentiate the excellence of educational travel amid the growing digital noise online. The theme drives many of the keynotes and provocative sessions that we will address in various contexts throughout the conference. What is the changing influence of our role in tourism and education? For travel planners, are we educators or agents in the execution of our jobs? Is mission or commission the priority concern of our programs? Where are we different from the mainstream travel? And where is our edge, our uniqueness in competition for travel offerings as they get more available and transparent online? In a broader context, this year's multi-focus track is designed to further the understanding of the questions and challenges and opportunities facing us today, from excellence in donor programming to distinction in branding. And we have some terrific keynotes and some terrific tracks that are really quite substantive. But I want to draw particular attention to one track this year, which is one of the many, and it's risk management. It continues as a second year as part of our online risk management course because I think in this community, risk management, it goes across all boundaries. We all want to know to operate safe and responsible trips. However, this year's track runs throughout the conference, delivering a series of timely presentations, and the uniqueness of it is that many were seeded from discussions that I have had with colleagues for the last 3 weeks of issues and concerns of top of the mind. So those discussions are going to be interlaced with a lot of the risk management sessions. So I encourage you to take them if that's of your particular focus or if you have 2 people from your organization to attend one of those tracks. Given this launch of a new web platform and a member-based resource center, we really have moved from an annual conference that people got together, you know, 31 years ago, to a community. I mean, we just flipped it. We didn't have the internet when we started in 87, and we just basically got together, had a great time, and we had some connections, but really the community evolved through that process. But we're not a conference, and I think that's been evolving over the time. We are now basically a community that moves down to connections, and a conference is a very integral part of this, but we are the community 24/7 online. And we had the task, or we were tasked by this community, to put this program of web interfaces online. It took us a couple of years, and we're still moving in that direction, but I think we're very close. So in a broader, basically, I ask you right here, what do we need now? I mean, we're an active community, so what do we need? And we need your involvement. We need your involvement in this community. Your voice matters. And a collective community voice resonates wildly. We have posted the mission, values, and vision for the community online, and that was based on the collective feedback that we've gotten from you and from the EAC members in the last meeting in Bermuda. And we had lengthy discussions on this, and they were quite lively. But my question to the community now is, do these values espoused, do they resonate with you? Do they resonate with the community at large? Did they resonate with our colleagues in 40 countries? It will take considered time and effort to really look and vet values for a community, including those residing outside the U.S. So we invite your input, and we want you to contribute over the next course of the year to see, are the values that we would like to share and say what we value and stand for as a community. We indeed responded to the colleague request for a digital community platform for the exchange of information and for deliberating on issues. What issues do you want to bring voice to? How are you going to commit to doing it? We have a forum online. We have searches of profiles. We have a travel alerts bulletin. All of them are vastly underutilized because you haven't really had a chance to really kind of get into the community aspects of the resources. So I'm hoping that this year you'll kind of read the little blast that we send out and kind of educate yourself about those member resources and give us some direction. Some of them might not be valuable to you, but I do think there's a lot there that people have not really tapped into yet. I really want to recognize a person in the back of the room, which is Bethany Morris. She is our leading membership. She's sitting back there. You can always access her and give her ideas about this web platform after these plenary sessions. She's always sitting up on that stage running her computer up there. And we really do need to know where you want us to go next, because I think we have a platform there, but we're not going to go further until we get the feedback of what people want to commit to and share. And do think about that forum online. The excellence, I think, in this conference, as in your travel offerings, is really the commitment to continuous learning. The two are inextricably linked. When the continuous quest for learning and understanding is missed, mediocrity and intolerance ensues. It's within the variance of ideas and viewpoints that we are invited to seek new answers to standing challenges and to understand more fully the world of travel outside our individual organizations, and even our niche of travel. And in the end, to compete and collaborate much more effectively to deliver an exemplary travel learning experience through the medium of travel. So I really do invite you to enjoy the next 3 days. It's our time to learn, share, and connect, not only with the people that are near and dear to you and your very, very esteemed partners, but some new faces and places would be a good to tap into in the next 3 days. Many of them have traveled thousands of miles, and I think they can give you a lot of information on their experiences, not only in the field, but their travel to the U.S. They all want to be part of the sustainability of this industry. So I say, may we always seek a better way to give an authentic voice to the value of lifelong learning through travel, and continue in the face of challenges and opportunities to deliver respectful, insightful, and life-changing educational experiences to the respectful constituencies that we indeed have the privilege to serve. Thank you. Now we have a fun part of the second part of our program. It's going to be very short, but I would like to mention that I don't know those of you who are new to the conference, but since 1999, we have done a responsible tourism, sustainable tourism track at the conference. I think we were really quite early in that agenda. And we have continued to do it. We have a silent charity auction out there that supports our recognition of responsible tourism programs around the world. And I wanted to make it central at this opening because we really want your submissions in the future of programs that you feel really support community-based tourism development and also understanding and cultural exchange. But to that end, I'd like to invite Carl Igloff up to the stage. Carl? Carl is the new co-chair of the Responsible Tourism Committee with Judy Wineland, who is in New Zealand right now, so he's taking on the role. And I ask him to give the honoree this year recognition. It's very exciting. Carl?
Thank you, Mara, and it's a pleasure to be back. Dear friends and colleagues, responsible tourism has been a hallmark of the conference in this community for 20 years. We are proud of our community's commitment to sustaining people, places, and cultures of the world. Tonight, we would like to recognize our Responsible Tourism Award recipient, Golden Eagle Hunters Association. The annual Golden Eagle Festival was founded as a way to preserve and celebrate Western Mongolia's Kazakh hunters' tradition of training and hunting with golden eagles. Jalsa Urubsharu from Nomadic Expeditions founded the Golden Eagle Hunters Association that started the festival as a way to celebrate the competition, grow pride, and increase commitment. Held in the rugged Altay Mountains of Western Mongolia, the festival is a colorful community celebration with a competition testing speed, agility, and accuracy, as well as performances and parades. It has become the second most popular festival in Mongolia. The association and festival is an amazing example of one of our members creating a meaningful event to both financially and culturally support the local people. We are delighted to recognize Jalsa's efforts today. I'd like to welcome Undra Boyamek from Nomadic Expeditions up to the stage to receive her ETC Responsible Tourism Award.
And for the fun last part of our presentation, I would like to invite Beth Ray Schroeder up to the podium. There you are. You were over there before. To announce the winners of the first annual Travel Planner Distinction Awards.
Thank you. Thank you, Mara. I'm excited to be here. Are you all excited to be here? Because woohoo! So these are the first annual Travel Planner Distinction Awards. This is something that was suggested at the EAC meeting in Bermuda this summer, and I'm very excited to present them. We asked you for your nominations, and they were submitted. They were all great. My congratulations to all the nominees, but there can only be three winners tonight. But there'll be more every year. And our first award is near and dear to my heart. It's called Thriving Beyond Expectations. Many planners are faced with restricted financial and staffing resources. This program thrives despite limited resources. And the nomination came from Rick Franz of Thomas P. Gohagan and Company. We have worked with this travel program for almost 30 years. This travel program really didn't take off until he assumed this program several years ago. He was innovative in manipulating their mailing list, planning alumni travel events, and spending time and energy in grooming his travelers to become loyal traveling owls. So please join me in congratulating Dan Stipa of Rice University. Woohoo! All righty. Our second award is Innovation in Marketing. This program excels or has created and delivered an innovative marketing campaign through email, web, social, or print marketing techniques. This person was nominated by Dan because he does a lot. And said that this valued and trusted colleague shared at the most recent Southeast Travel Planners meeting with colleagues her pre-departure materials that are truly impressive. She has created branded pre-departure boxes that include a variety of materials for travelers as a way to reinforce their connection with the university. To complement this innovative resource, she created an informative travel video that is on their website. She understands the impact that a comprehensive and integrated marketing campaign can have on building traveler loyalty and brand awareness. Between the video, creative trip materials, and other personal touches, she and the Sightseeing Sooners have demonstrated distinction with innovation in marketing. This award winner is Leanne Quirk of the University of Oklahoma Alumni Association. And last but not least, our final award is Embracing the Educational Mission, which is dear to all of us. Educational travel is our community's shared mission. This travel program provides the ultimate in educational experiences that serves both the institution and the travelers. Their nomination was submitted by Yasser Karadag, president of Owner and New Faces Travel, and he writes, "This program brings outstanding lecturers on their tours who are specialists on destinations, art, archaeology, history, or political sciences. They always give behind-the-scenes lectures through their tours. They invite local alumni members in the destinations who are successful scholars, businessmen, or work in any field to interact with the tour participants in order to better understand the whole destination and the experience they are living there. They also gather local key people into their programs so that the tour members get a varying picture of the country from local specialists. They always include many behind-the-scenes opportunities, including visits to local people's homes and compounds. They use the best local guides, specialists, and lecturers. Each tour includes local events to create a better understanding and a more comprehensive experience." Please join me in congratulating Stanford University Travel Study. Who is not here yet? And they'll be here, and you can congratulate, there's a bunch of them. And please do congratulate them. They have a remarkable program. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Right. It's wonderful. Now the fun begins, and there's no better person to lead us all into that event than my colleague, the director of this conference, Ms. Carol Erickson.
Well, hello. It's wonderful, and I must tell you that when I started with Mara in 2005, it was for 1 year, but it's because of all of you that I'm here in 2017, and it's an honor to serve as your conference director. Each year, we try to figure out, at the registration desk, we see all these family reunions coming together, and everybody's so happy to be together, but you get together in these little bunches. So what could we do to make it exciting, to get people to open up this conference, to kick it off with networking and fun, meeting with your goodies and your good friendships, but reaching out to get to know new people as well? So this year, have we got fun for you, and it's going to kick off as soon as I give this a little announcement. We've identified 25 hosts throughout the bazaar who are bringing international wine, gin, whiskey, Mai Tais, liqueurs, and scotch. In addition, you'll find some cheese trays with upgraded cheese. And the only way you're going to find out about it is pick up this Gifts Galore booklet. The booth numbers are there. Guess what? You don't need a drink ticket. But we would like you to test out as many libations and meet new people from 6 to 7:30. We got to get up there. We're getting late. And please have fun. Now, one thing I want you to know, you do have a drink ticket in your folder, and we're going to have a soft bar. For any of you who don't want a libation, we have water, soft drinks back at that bar, and you will need a drink ticket to turn in. So what I'd like to do is encourage all of you, you're all cultural ambassadors in tourism, please go up, have fun, and enjoy this time to meet new people, network, and have fellowship. And I only have one mundane announcement for you, and unfortunately the yoga class has been canceled for tomorrow morning because her flight was canceled. But she'll be here Wednesday morning, so get ready to stretch and go and enjoy Wednesday morning. But most of all, have fun tonight and enjoy the dine arounds and the private parties. Thanks.